I teach science at a junior high school. Many students come to me and talk about a lot of things every day. I always sit with them and listen to their stories. One day, a student asked me, "Why did you become a teacher?" When I tried to answer the question, I remembered my dog, Ruby. He came to our house when I was a child. He was a small dog. I was glad to have him as a member of my family. My father gave him the name Ruby. He soon became friendly with me. He was always kind to me. One time, I fell down on the ground while I was walking with him. I couldn't stand up because I hurt my leg. Then, Ruby sat by me and waited for me. Another time, when I had a bad day at school, I went to his doghouse and cried. Ruby looked at me and listened to me. After I finished talking, he picked up one piece of his favorite dog food in his mouth and put it in front of me. I smiled at him and said, "Ruby, I can't eat this, but thank you." Ruby always sat by me and listened to my stories. But when he was 9 years old, he became sick. We took him to the hospital. He couldn't eat anything for a few days. He was just sleeping on the bed in a hospital room. I stood by him and talked to him about our days together. Then, he opened his eyes slowly and looked at me. "You always listen to my stories. Thank you." But after I finished talking, he closed his eyes silently. That night, I was crying in my room. Then my father came in and said, "Ruby has been a very kind dog. Takeshi, do you know why I gave him the name Ruby?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "I'll tell you. When you read a newspaper, you often see difficult kanji with small furigana. Those furigana are also called rubi or ruby. They help you when you read difficult kanji, and I wanted Ruby to help you, so I named him Ruby." I said, "Thanks, Dad. Now I know the reason why. He always sat by me and listened to me. After I talked to him, I always had hope for the future. You gave him a good name." Then my father opened the window. He said, "Ruby is also the name of a red jewel. You can see Ruby in the sky anytime. Look at that red star. That's Ruby. I miss you, Ruby. You have always helped me. Thank you. I will try to be someone like you. I promise." I said to the red star. "Did you hear me?" the student asked me. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Today, I'll tell you about my dog, Ruby. He has been on my mind."